guys definitely had your chances here tonight. It was a wild game. It was a good game. There was a lot of back and forth here, and probably some tough breaks against you guys. And your team never quit fighting. I know down five with two of your starters fouling out in the first overtime. You forced double overtime, having a brief lead there. But what an effort here, and what a game tonight.
It was. It was a good game. It was a fun game to watch, fun game to be a part of. And, you know, they did play hard. You know, I never worry about our guys playing hard. We just got to cut down on some of the middle mistakes. You know, we got beat on some backdoor cuts, you know, a couple times in the third quarter. They kind of got a lead on us, you know, and just we get caught up watching the ball a little bit too much, and then we lose our guy. But those things happen against good teams that move the ball as well as they do. You know, you're going to have a few breakdowns. But, you know, I thought ours were in just the wrong time. You know, they were in big moments. You know, Corf's three in the corner. We had a bit of a breakdown right there and got lost on them. But, you know, overall, you know, that was a good game. You know, we wanted to find out where we were at with them, you know, coming out. You know, they were the ones that beat us at the beginning of the year. And like I told the guys, you know, we're right there. So we just got to clean up a few things.
I think probably when you look back at this game tonight, I think it's going to be a couple of things here. Some missed free throws on one and ones or two-shot fouls when you had the opportunity to take the lead, and I thought some key turnovers when you had those opportunities to take the lead or retake the lead.
Yeah, I can live, you know, the free throws that you always want them because they're points, mm-hmm. but we'll knock those down, but the turnovers were big. We had an opportunity to get it into the post, and we threw a pass in there, and we kind of caught it nonchalant and lackadaisical, and they stripped it away from us, so... in a game like this, you always go back and you can just find 100 things, you know, that, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda type deal. But if we learn anything from it, you know, maybe it's that, you know, we gotta take care of the ball. And, you know, in the fourth quarter, we can't allow them to run through passing lanes. You know, we got to meet them. We did a couple times and got fouled. But, you know, I thought we just were not quite strong enough with the ball towards the end. We didn't move very well offensively. You know, it ended up with, you know, we had some good action going, but a lot of times we got stuck with guys getting the ball in the corner and no outlet man to throw it to. So, got to clean up a few things.
Hugoton looked like they were content on stopping you guys first inside and making you guys beat them from the outside. But once, you know, you got some ball movement in there, and Marshall Froh, I think, really kind of opened things up starting in that second quarter, driving the basket when he had 12 of his points in that second quarter.
Yeah, he did. He got going. And again, like we talked about, we do want to play through our post. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to take it away, then our guards can step in and you know, kind of fire away. But it's one of those things. You know, right now it's easy to kind of pick apart the game. And first impressions, I thought they played hard. They competed. You know, in regulation and in the first overtime, we were down and came back, you know, and not a lot of time to do it in. Came back, got the ties and forced the overtime, and Hunter rattled one out there to win it early, and man, it was just an overall, it was a good game.
Well, nothing to hang your heads about, and move on here. You know you can play with Hugoton and a third time. Hopefully you get that third time in sub-state against the Eagles, but you have to kind of step back and go back to five games remaining in this season here, and it starts with Southwestern Heights here on Tuesday night at home.
Yeah, it does. The team is a little bit different as far as they don't have the size and, you know, play a lot of zones, so. We'll have to get ready for them, but kind of take this game in and find ways to get better from it and move on to Tuesday.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers lose a heartbreaker in overtime or double overtime, 79-78. Thanks for stopping by your post-game. A great effort for your team, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.